Austrian Chancellor Wolfgang Schüssel's center-right People's Party scored an overwhelming victory in yesterday's parliamentary elections. It captured more than 42% of the vote, the biggest gain by any party in Austria since the end of World War II. In contrast, Schüssel's partner in the outgoing government, Jörg Haider's Freedom Party, won just 10%. The largest drop in popularity since the war's end. In the elections 3 years ago, the Freedom Party's share of the popular vote stood at 27%. Reporter Bethany Bells in Vienna. Is this outcome a surprise?
It's not really a surprise. The Freedom Party has been doing very badly in the polls in this last election campaign, and many Austrians actually blame the party and its former leader Jörg Haider for the fall of the last government.
Why did the Freedom Party do so poorly, and what does that mean for Haider?
The Freedom Party did poorly. It's had a very bad record in government. It's sustained a huge number of attacks from its populist former leader, Jörg Haider. He wanted the government to adhere to a more populist agenda than they were doing. Also, he's a rather volatile personality. He's had a number of trips to Iraq recently, which has not particularly pleased many people here in Austria. As for his future, it's a bit difficult to say. He's at the moment governor of the southern province of Carinthia. He's expected to stay there. However, he might feel pressure from his party to perhaps in a month or two's time to come back as leader of the party and try and bring them up in the polls again.
The leftist Social Democrats have dominated Austrian politics for much of the last half century, but they also were disappointed by yesterday's outcome.
They certainly were. They scored 36% of the vote, which is a good result, up on the last one. But they've traditionally been first, and they've been knocked off that position. It's not clear whether they'll perhaps go back to coalition with the Conservatives now, sort of renewing an old coalition which they used to have with the Conservatives for a number of years, or whether they'll choose the path of opposition.
How long will it be before a new government is formed?
It takes a while here in Austria. The average coalition negotiations tend to go on for around 40 days. After the last election in 1999, they went on for about 3 months. So there could be some time before Austrians have a new government.
Any idea if that new government will be any different from the outgoing coalition?
Well, there's quite a good chance that the Freedom Party may actually be back in government again. They're weakened and demoralized, but the Conservatives may actually rather like that, having a party that keeps on with their right-wing agenda, but is not that powerful.
Reporter Bethany Bell in Vienna.